This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
So what about the newest nomination? And that was the reason for this press conference in the beginning. Alexander Acosta picked as the new nominee for Secretary of Labor. He's most recently the dean of the Florida International University College of Law. He's got a lot of credentials. What do you think?
Well, all I've seen is his credentials, but they are impressive. His Harvard Law degree, his service on the Third Circuit, his deanship of the law school, and his brief term on the NLRB. That's quite a break from Puzder, who was his previous nominee, who withdrew because of a significant amount of challenges, who had a record of facing difficult allegations as a business leader of sexual harassment and assault amongst his employees, and some very challenging allegations related to a previous divorce that he'd gone through. So I think President Trump is choosing someone who is more likely to be confirmed because he's previously been confirmed. Look, I have voted for several of President Trump's nominees, for now Secretary Mattis, for example, and for the SBA Administrator, Linda McMahon, folks who I met with and who, after their confirmation hearings, I concluded were qualified and competent. But I haven't hesitated to do my job and vote against those who I think were obviously unqualified or had significant challenges, either in terms of clearing their ethics backgrounds or who had policy positions that I just think are outside the mainstream. So I'm glad that he's moved quickly to nominate someone for Secretary of Labor, but I don't apologize for 1 minute for standing up against some of his more extreme nominees for the cabinet.
Well, Senator Chris Coon, the senator from Delaware, and his comments regarding President Obama's new pick for labor, Alexander Acosta, and that's what you're hearing across the board. I think he should be on a fast track to get confirmed here. Heaven knows we need to get this country back on track, and we've got a lot of work to do. And I think this is part of the pressure that Donald Trump is putting on the establishment, is that he's so hardworking and he's so committed to the job at hand that by comparison, boy, I'll tell you, Scott, I think it's causing whatever side you're on, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It's like, hey, look at, you know, you got your boss for all intent and purposes right now for the next 4 years. He is working his tail off. And people are going to look at that and by comparison, this is why, you know, we said the other day, you know, what are they doing taking a week off? I mean, it would be novel if Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell told everybody, hey, look at, you know, I know, you know, because the excuse is always that they need to go back home and talk to their constituency. Right now, I mean, look at, they were just home talking to their constituencies. You know, what are we, about 4 weeks into the new Congress or so, 4 or 5 weeks into it, and they take a week off? I mean, this is not a time to take a week off. And I would think, if anything, the Republicans should really be hard charging this, because as we've been saying, and you're starting to hear this even from the mainstream media and other pundits, is that the clock is ticking. You know, it's not like Donald Trump and the Republican Party has an infinite amount of time. We're talking roughly about 18 months that they've got to do something. And there's still an ambitious agenda, whether it has to do with immigration, you know, doing the wall, infrastructure, tax reform, certainly, Obamacare. I mean, something of measure, of significant measure, has to be happening, has to be completed. And meanwhile, you know, to Donald Trump's credit, and I had this conversation with another guest here this week, and that is that, look at, he's doing this without the full complement of his cabinet. And, you know, some of these problems that we've run into, even with Michael Flynn in this last week, would it have been different? Even with the executive order the week before, would it have been different if, for example, you know, Jeff Sessions was in place? If we had his cabinet, you know, they say, well, he didn't consult with people. Of course he consulted with people. But he didn't have the people. He didn't have his team, his immediate team in place. And that's what needs to happen. And again, we need to be aware that the clock is ticking here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That needs to be the, that needs to be the main objective here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, like the saying says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And lots of obstacles are being thrown up by those that would want to invalidate this presidency. And in the process, along the line, they're invalidating all of us. I don't understand why they can't see this, because look at, if we're going to get this country back on track based on our founding principles, then we need to have more solution-minded people instead of people that want to put a stick in the spokes of Donald Trump because, you know, they want to say he's not his president, they want to invalidate his presidency, and so what, we're going to have to endure 4 miserable years on top of the 8 that we just went through, all because of somebody's ego, and here it is, you've got a multi-billionaire who's putting it all on the line, sacrificing not only himself, his interests. He's not even taking a paycheck for this. His family, the impact that it's had on his family, and people continue to browbeat him. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud of you that you're coming alongside this president, because for the sake of not a partisan thing, but just for the sake of the United States of America, what it means, ladies and gentlemen. So thanks for, you know, coming alongside. I appreciate that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, challenge the president. And if there's a problem, then you've got to speak up. Your opinion does count. And we need to have it if we're going to get this country back on track. David Lewis is with us, and I'm sure he would agree. He's the president, CEO, and founder of Options, Inc., one of the Northeast's largest human resources outsourcing and consulting firms, specializing in support for businesses, small and large. David Lewis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. I wanted to get your read on President Trump's new nominee for Secretary of Labor. How do you respond to this pick?
You know, so far from everything I've read and know about the nominee, he's an interestingly uncontroversial pick.
Yeah.
The guy has, you know, nothing out there that makes you wonder, you know, how did he possibly get onto the list? He has background with the National Labor Relations Board, which, interestingly enough, I think will concern a lot of employers. And, you know, and it's a tough position to fill, because you want someone who is going to be satisfactory in that role in enforcing the laws, but at the same time is also open-minded to adjusting some of them in a way to be able to make things work better for the economy.
Well, that's the dynamic tension that we're faced with here right now, is that you have, you know, government laws and regulations to protect employees and to protect consumers, and then you also have the pressure on the need for jobs. And there is argument, and you might agree with part of it, that, you know, the government overreach has kind of thwarted the process and slowed things down a little bit. And, of course, you have a president right now whose desire is to be the jobs, you know, president. And that's what he talks about a lot. So, you know, hopefully we in this candidate and potential new Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta, that he's the guy to, kind of blend this together and manage the tension that is between those two ends, right?
I think, listen, the big push and the buzzwords that you hear about them in terms of this administration is to advocate for reduced regulation. And so when it comes to the Department of Labor in particular, you're looking for means to be able to allow employers to work more in a free market society versus one that's hindered by a lot of requirements. The problem with that position and stance, in my view, is that that doesn't jibe with the commitment by this administration to help the lower and middle class of the country, who wants to see a $15 an hour minimum wage, who wants to see them paid for overtime, and who's advocating for an environment that's more conducive to higher wages as a whole. So, you know, it doesn't matter who you put in this role, I guess is my point. Mm-hmm. They're going to have that as a challenge. I think putting somebody in place, as we did with our first nominee, who already flaunted the laws and was not complying with them, to then put him in a position of having to enforce them was a bit of a hypocrisy. I think this new candidate is going to be an easy nominee to get through the process and the confirmation process. And then, he'll have to operate at the direction of the administration, who has their hands full in terms of trying to satisfy two constituents that are sort of diametrically opposed to one another.
Right. And the point that Senator Chris Coons made is that he's already been previously vetted. So he's
right.
A little bit further down the road as opposed to many of the other cabinet choices. I mean, it's good to have some outside people in the cabinet. I think that that's refreshing. But the challenge is they've never been vetted before. So this has contributed to, the process a little bit. Excusably, I guess, give some room to the Democrats to say, okay, it's taken a little bit more time. But meanwhile, we've got the clock ticking and a country to run. And, this president needs some help, doesn't he?
Yeah. And listen, Acosta is somebody that I think either party could have nominated and no one would have any issue with. He's going to sail right through. He's already gone through three confirmations in his lifetime by the Senate. So, this is a guy that will be an easy slam dunk in terms of putting him into the role. And then again, it's just going to be a question of, what policies are going to come out of this administration and how is he going to go ahead and work with those in a way that satisfies all parties.
Yeah, I think part of the challenge that we have here in terms of, as you say, minimum wage and other things, I think that, here recently, I'm not particularly a fan of his perspective, but I think there was some wisdom in what he had to share, and that was Mark Cuban, in talking about, what's happening with the technology of the workplace, with robotics coming into place, other downward pressure on this issue of minimum wage. And I'm a maximum wage guy. I'm not necessarily a minimum wage proponent. I say, look, let's go for the max. And what is it going to take to generate value in the marketplace so that you can earn a maximum wage? But unfortunately, there's been a lot of, content out there about the whole minimum wage argument that it's going to require some leadership to get people to understand what's in the future of the labor force of America, don't you think?
Yeah, and listen, it's a great jumping off point on the topic of how, one of the key points of focus for this administration is to bring manufacturing back into the country. Mm-hmm. And you have to take a closer look at that initiative because right now, in many places in the country, manufacturing firms cannot find enough labor to be able to fill open positions. Mm-hmm. And it hits on exactly the point you just made. The manufacturing jobs that we think of that our grandfathers did, back in the day, are completely different than the ones of today. There are very few jobs where you're standing next to a bunch of other people assembling widgets by hand. This is a higher tech environment. And so, the industry as a whole has got an identity crisis that they need to fix and fix now so that people understand there's great opportunities that are tech-oriented, not just manual labor-oriented in the manufacturing space.
Well, this is where the pressure is going to be on leadership to encourage people to step out of that former nine-dot paradigm because this is the 21st century, and I believe that there's opportunity here. It's almost like we're going to have this second industrialized revolution here, David Lewis, the way I'm looking at it. I may be wrong, but it looks like to me anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. I think you've got to look at how to be able to move into the 21st century with different ideas about industries like manufacturing being more high-tech and finding people that want to go there.
Well, well said. David Lewis, President, CEO, and founder of Options, Inc. Thank you, David, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Read non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, they keep trying to, you know, but you gotta love them anyway. If nothing else, it makes for just fun conversation. But the bad part is that they're doing some serious damage here. So this is why we have to speak up. And I know a lot of people were cheering on President Trump taking on the media. You know, we saw what happened with George W. Bush and how his administration was formed by the media and what they did to derail him. So, you know, some good pushback and why not? You know, let the... let the rumble just keep on going because it's already begun. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Cleet Boulash is with us. We're talking about how schools improve. I mean, you think about a typical public school. If you ever walked through one, you would see students sitting in rows of identical desks listening to teachers talk, unless the teacher is particularly inspiring. Half of the students are zoning out. Now, this isn't just a problem for teachers, half of whom leave the profession within their first 5 years. Did you know that? It's pretty incredible you have that kind of attrition. It's also a problem for their pupils. Disengaged teenagers do not make for the best students. I'm sure you would agree. So how can we achieve the ultimate goal of a collaborative learning climate in the schools of today? Are our students too lackadaisical to comply? Is the system itself the biggest challenge? You know, what characteristics need to be labeled in order for the system to succeed? These are some key questions that psychological expert Cleet Boulash is answering for us today. No pressure, Cleet. Good to have you with us. You
know, it's great to be back.
Hey, at the end of the day, after everything is all said and done, I mean, we can complain and talk about the educational system, but what are we doing to really, change the course here, right?
Yeah, well, the feds try to do things like Race to the Top and Common Core and No Child Left Behind, and all those efforts coming out of the feds are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a new Secretary of Education who knows nothing about public schools.
Mm-hmm.
She just knows she doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to get an appointment to sit down with her and share with her what needs to happen in the public schools. And I've been on your show before, and I've given you the 6 reasons for low test scores in schools. And like you said, a lot of teachers in years 3 to 5 quit the profession. After 4 or 5 years of training at the university to get certified, and then 2 years of mentoring, and then year 3 comes along, and what do you know? They quit. And I've interviewed thousands of students when I evaluated every school district in the state of West Virginia in 2002. Half the kids don't like going to school.
Right.
I would ask them, what do you like about school? And they would say, recess. I said, well, what else do you like about school? Going home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third response was the teachers they like. And what don't they like?
Yes, exactly. That's the key question. What don't they like? Yeah.
The teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the teachers don't care. Many of the teachers don't listen to them. Many of the teachers... All they want is their paycheck and their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of information I've got. You know,
and the system kind of promotes that, doesn't it? I mean, Cleet, you've had 40-plus years in public education. I respect that you've been right there at the ground floor level. So you've seen, what these kids are dealing with. And, I think what Betsy DeVos, in terms of her, I think it's a little unfair to say she knows nothing about public education, because I think, we could say we don't know anything about public education, but what we do know is it's not working.
That's correct. And that's why I wrote I've got 2 books out, came out in October. School Culture and Climate Vis-a-Vis Student Learning addresses all 6 reasons for low test scores and why students aren't learning and why teachers and students don't like going to school.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest problems is discipline. Newt Gingrich has talked about that when he was running mm-hmm. for president. Teachers have to stop teaching, 4 or 5 times every hour to correct student misbehavior. Where's your book? Give me that note. Where's your pencil? Where's your, and on
right.
and on with,
exactly.
with stop talking, sit down, and on with what happens in the average classroom.
Mm-hmm.
There is an easy fix for that, and we can't get into that in 10, that takes 10 minutes just to cover that.
But I think it goes back to what you're saying before, though. At the core of it is engagement. Are the teachers engaged with the students, the students engaged with the teachers? Because where that takes place, you'd have to worry about these academic things like where's your pencil, where's your homework, all that kind of stuff. That's all distraction. That's all noise from the core issue, isn't it?
Yeah, here's the 2 things I suggest in Chapter 2 mm-hmm. of my book on engagement. The teacher goes to the kids on the first or 2 or 3 days, and, of course, anybody listening out there could do this tomorrow. It works just as well tomorrow as it does. But the teacher goes to the kids and says, what do you guys expect of me as your teacher? And gives them three by five cards. I want you to write one expectation you have of me on each card, okay? And the kids look at the teacher like, what, you want us to tell you what we expect?
Right.
You know, that's totally different because normally the teachers tell the kids what they expect.
Right.
So the teacher, because when a teacher walks into a classroom today, you've got Latinos, you've got blacks, you've got whites, you've got rich, you've got poor, you've got Orientals, you've got all mixes of cultures out there.
Mm.
What do those kids expect of their teacher? The teacher has no clue. And so the rules of engagement, as you mentioned, are very, very important. Here the teacher is trying to engage the kids in finding out what they want their teacher to do, okay? So the teacher gets all these expectations from all the kids, writes them up and tells them, this is what you expect. I believe I can meet those expectations. Here's one expectation I don't think I can meet. And so engages the kids. So you now have a relationship going between the kids and the teacher, right?
Exactly.
Okay, here's my second technique. The teacher goes to the kids and says, I want to know what you guys think the rules ought to be in this classroom. Here's three by five cards. You write one rule on each card. The kids look at the teacher like, you want us to tell you what the rules are? I'd like to know what you think the rules ought to be in this classroom. Again, engage the kids. The kids write a rule on each card. They're quickly sorted in the common files, and the teacher puts the rules up on the board. And normally, the rules that are put up are very close to what the teacher would have put up. There's normally one rule they don't put in, and that's turn your homework in on time.
I
just put that in. And I've done this in my classroom when I was a teacher. Mm. And they don't know it. And they look up there and they say, I wrote that rule.
Mm-hmm.
And all across the classroom, the
kids
see the rule.
Right. Exactly.
Buy-in.
Yeah.
And now, when a rule is broken, whose rules are they breaking?
Breaking their own, sure.
Yeah. Exactly. And who's the teacher working for?
Yeah. And the way it should be. And the challenge, and of course, as you said, Cleet, there's so much to this to discuss because you also have administrative pressure, this top-down type of effect that I believe that is kind of handcuffed the teachers in the classroom today because, as you say, each classroom across America has the span of cultures and backgrounds mixed into it. And, you know, we're putting these teachers in a very difficult situation. I say they don't have a fair chance to win. That's why we have the attrition rate that we have. You know, nobody wants to go work someplace where you're not being effective, right?
Look at the administration. When I was the school superintendent, on my first meeting with the teachers, I gave them each 3x5 cards and told them they could have as many as they wanted. And I told him, what do you expect of me as your superintendent? Engagement. You know, when you're a school superintendent over a school district of 3,000 to 40,000 to 100,000, you know, teachers.
Right.
You've got them from all walks of life. What do they expect of you? You don't know.
Right.
So this way, you engage the teachers, and you say, when you get them all back in, you have another meeting and say, this is what you expect of me, or I did this via email. This is what you said you expect of me. I intend to meet your expectations.
Exactly. Well, Cleet, we're out of time here. Remind everybody where they can get their hands on the book. We got 5 seconds. I'm sorry.
Well, they're on Amazon.com. You put in my name, B-U-L-A-C-H, Bulach Cletus.
I needed to find senior care for my mom. I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just wait like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I apologize we ran out of time with Cleet Boulos. Well, I'll tell you, you can tell. 40-plus years of experience that he's had. What great value and some great tips here you might use. And, you know, whether you're a school teacher or a place of business, any place of leadership, you know, hey, bring out some 3x5 cards. They're very powerful to use. Of course, the questions even more so, and you know, listen to the answers. But a great model there. Of course, his book, Creating a Culture for High Performing Schools: A Comprehensive Approach to School Reform and Dropout Prevention. And that dropout prevention, not only kids, but as you can tell, it's dropout for the teachers. I mean, good people that we're losing along the way here. And hopefully, Cleet gets an opportunity to meet with Betsy DeVos. I think that that would be valuable for all concerned. Michael Brown is with us now. Let me give you a little bit about Michael Brown's background here. Dr. Michael Brown is an author and founder of the website SpiritDaily.com. He grew up in Niagara Falls, New York, attended Fordham University, and upon graduation began work as an upstate New York investigative reporter who broke the Love Canal toxic waste story. Remember that? Garnered him 3 Pulitzer Prize nominations, an award from the EPA, and resulted in an assignment to write a Random House book, The Poisoning of America by Toxic Chemicals, that resulted in hundreds of interviews and college lectures. In the 80s, while writing a book about the mafia, Michael had a powerful conversion back to the Catholic faith, described in his book, Prayer of the Warrior. Michael Brown, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me.
What a great background. I mean, that you went through all this and, you know, and gosh, I remember the Love Canal toxic waste, sadly, still in America. I mean, you could keep writing, you know, more appendages to that book, couldn't you?
Yeah, because it, you know, I think we see all the cancer around us, and as it said back in the 80s with that book, we were on the verge of a cancer epidemic. Not a pleasant thought, not a pleasant conversation, but something that we do need to be cognizant of. It's not a tree-hugging issue.
No, exactly. Well, this is the problem with issues like this, is that whether anything it has to do with the EPA, it's trying to find that balance to where, you know, the dynamic tension between, you know, the advancement of our culture and jobs and the responsibility of parties to do right by the population, to where we're not promoting carcinogens in our, you know, in our waters and in our environment that have been very harmful, and probably many stories along the way that have been left untold here, Michael Brown.
Well said. And, you know, let's remember, if everyone wants to focus so much on money in the economy, that cancer is extremely expensive for this country to try to handle, with now 1 out of 3 people contracting it, 1 out of 4 to 1 out of 3 if you count skin cancer. And that's extremely draining on the economy. And also, you know, a job doesn't mean much to somebody with a malignancy. My brother died 3 weeks ago of brain cancer, we're seeing a lot of that, too. So it's something to be aware of.
Yeah, Michael, you know, I know some people look at it in terms of money, and that's when you're further away from it. But like for you, what you've just gone through with your brother, and, you know, for me, I see individuals. I see individual souls that are out there that are affected by, you know, some greed, and in some cases, faulty thinking. You know, people that are just willing to be too quick to bring on technology and other advancements. We think advancements in the culture, but at what cost, as you say? You can't look at it in the end, but I think about, you know, these are our fellow human beings on this journey that we go through in life, and they're being subjected to this, and my back really, really stiffens at that point.
Well, and I think that's something that we should loud the Pope with, is trying to bring awareness to this problem. I mean, when you're finding, Bill, litter in the Arctic and in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, when you can be on a remote island and see a red traffic plastic traffic cone float by, it's an emergency situation, and yet we don't hear anything about this. All we're hearing about is quote, global warming, unquote, but there's a lot more to the environment than that.
Well, and of course, here recently, we're starting to hear, you know, this has kind of been a slow drip situation, speaking of which, like Fukushima, you know, they're saying, wait a minute, it's a lot worse than we think. And, you know, I was just in the West Coast, and, you know, people complaining about certain things, and, you know, my immediate, I'm not a doctor. I played a doctor in a movie once, and not really, but, you know, I wanted to. But I know enough to say, look, at, you know, when you have increased levels of radiation, you better make sure you have some iodine.
That's right. And, you know, these days you can't avoid exposure, but you can try to mitigate a little bit, lessen it by, you know, going the organic route, and also being careful about your exposure to various sources of electromagnetic radiation, including the cell phone, speaking of brain cancer.
Well, we're surrounded. In fact, I was just having this conversation. I have a dear friend back in California, and she's pulverized by all. I mean, and there are, you know, different people, you know, different metabolisms and that are affected you know, differently. But you go back in the early Wardicks, when electricity was discovered, I should say, it was, you know, it was like, whoa, everybody was freaking out about it. And here we are today, years and years later, and we're starting to realize some of what the people were saying about, RF frequencies and residual effects of electricity could be damaging. And, you know, we're getting, you know, I believe there's research. It's beyond the anecdotal. I mean, there is empirical evidence that this is having an effect. I know in some buildings, I used to work at one radio station where there was a lot, you imagine, all the electronics all over the place. And it was interesting. It affected my health. And, you know, maybe because I was a little bit older, and, I tell people, you know, the shields, you know, the U.S. Enterprise shields are breaking down a little bit, Captain. We got to do something about the shields. You know, our resistance are breaking down. So maybe I was a little bit more vulnerable to it. But, you know, I think back in those days with all the electronics flying around, maybe that had an effect. I don't know.
That's right. And the least we can do is try to bolster our immune systems, because
yes,
we can't eliminate this radiation. So, like you said, it's all around, whether it's electric blanket, even a digital clock, or as I mentioned, a cordless phone, or far more dramatically, a cell phone, which is basically a little microwave device against your skull, and then a short distance from there to the brain. So we try to lessen exposure, not become paranoid.
Right.
You know, I'm not talking about going back necessarily to the Stone Age, but we need to be more natural. We need to go along more with what God created out there instead of trying to annihilate everything and refashion it.
Exactly. And you know, speaking of cell phones, even when you think they're not in use, I mean, they're still working. I mean,
that's right.
They're still cooking things there, you know, even though they lie quiet and they're dark and that sort of thing. It's, as we know, not only that they're working there, but, you know, the NSA, who conveniently can't hear some things that we want them to hear, supposedly, they seem to pick up other things. So, you know, these things are, you know, these are indictable machines that we can't do without anymore.
And our now fantastic reliance on plastic has a fantastic side effect, underside.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's about time that we reckon with that.
Well, Michael Brown, you know, I want to talk about your journey, you say, in the 80s while writing a book about the mafia. You're dealing with all this evil, and there's a part of you that draws you back to your Catholic faith.
Well, you know, I used to look, Bill, upon evil as kind of a generic term. I mean, I figured there might be a devil out there, but not to worry, he's busy with Linda Blair. You know, I had no idea really of the spiritual landscape, and I hadn't been to church in probably 15 years. I was living on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and you know what that kind of encompasses. But
exactly.
At any rate, doing that book, being exposed to literally a number of hitmen, professional killers who I interview, whether it was in a witness protection program or in prisons or on back alleys in Newark, New Jersey. You know, something came off on me, and I start feeling this thing.
Michael, we're going to have to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. Michael Brown is with us. More from his story and his life on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Maybe we the people need to remember. This is why I encourage you to, pick up the Constitution. Read it. It's a quick read. It doesn't take that long. But it's a good refresher course. Maybe it's a good course to begin with, because maybe you didn't get it while you were in school. Such is the order of the day, it seems, in our public institutions of learning, is that they forget something as critical as some of our founding documents. But, hey, you'll be blessed. Well worth the reading, let me tell you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Michael Brown is with us, author, founder of the website SpiritDaily.com. As I mentioned, he was an investigative reporter for many years, broke the story on the Love Canal toxic waste, for which he received 3 Pulitzer Prize nominations, an award from the EPA. We're talking about his story also about the mafia and how it changed his life and brought him back to his roots. This was back in the 80s. Michael, let's pick up the story from there where we had to drop off to go to the break before.
I think I was mentioning that, having interviewed all of these various mafia types, including hitmen, whether in prison or on the streets, that are in hiding, something seemed to jump off on me. And I was ignorant at the time spiritually. I wasn't aware of the existence of evil forces, as odd as that sounds. I thought it was, a generic term, as I mentioned.
Right.
And I found out that it's a very personal force out there. It's a very real force out there, and it was starting to affect me. It was starting to really cast a darkness into my life. And I had a number of what I think were unusual, paranormal, supernatural, whatever you want to label it, events that led me back to my Christian Catholic roots.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am now. I've been a full-time spiritual journalist now for 2 decades.
Wow. So it brings you back to your Catholic faith, because you start without even unbeknownst to yourself in going through and talking to the mafia. You are engaging in an underworld, an underworld that heretofore, you hear about and you think, okay, it's really not real to you. But then you start feeling the effects of being in contact with evil.
That's right. You know, previously I would have thought of somebody who is a hitman who has killed 15 or 20 people, and I interviewed people like that. Mm-hmm. As being somebody who's a sociopath or a psychopath, you know, we have all these fancy terms these days that really covers over the root issue, because I found out that it's not just psychological or sociological, behavioristic, although that can play into it. There's evil. Mm-hmm. Evil is the word live spelled backwards, and that's right. What killing is all about. That's what evil is all about, is, is getting down to being anti-human.
Anti-life, yeah.
So it brought me to that realization, and then it brought me to a more positive view of the Christian faith.
When you say that it brought you to a more positive view, explain that a little bit more for our audience.
Well, you know, I never had a negative one, but it's just that I wasn't positive to the extent of really participating in it, of believing that it's an actuality in your everyday life. But once after that Mafia book, I just quickly started to pick up. I was going to both Catholic Church in Manhattan as well as with the non-denominational, charismatic, Pentecostal, evangelical types.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, and
right.
Just learning a lot about what they call spiritual warfare,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which of course includes demonology, and that was kind of the beginning of my journey, and it hasn't stopped.
Well, you know, and that's where, you know, your faith and your relationship with God becomes very personal when you understand. I mean, the Bible's real clear about the spiritual warfare that exists. As you say, you know, if you don't have a contact with it, you just kind of, you know, occasionally you may run into a speed bump. And, okay, somebody's having a bad day, and, you know, you kind of write it off. But here, in your particular case, you were so close to it for an extended period of time. You're looking at evil right straight in the face, and it had to, without a doubt, affect you. And now you, as a result of having some awareness of this, God becomes very real to you. And this is what I hear time and again, Michael Brown, is that when God becomes real and you have that confrontation, whether it's through the course of a relationship in contact with evil and you're able to connect with God that delivers you from that. And sometimes we almost take that for granted. We just think, well, maybe it's coincidental and that sort of thing. But for you, you really connected the dots here to realize that it was God that was opening your eyes to the awareness of, you know, that there was demonic powers. I mean, we're told very clearly there is a spiritual underworld, and that is the battle that we wage against, not the flesh and blood that we see.
That's right. It's an everyday battle. It's all around us. There are demons and angels all around us. It's
right.
Not a fairy tale. It's not some type of quaint idea from the Middle Ages. This stuff is real. And, of course, we see it materializing, manifesting so much in our society these days, from the politics to halftime at the Super Bowl. We're all in this battle, whether we realize it or not. And while we shouldn't go to the extreme of being obsessed with it, you hear the hiss of the snake with any of those S words like
right.
obsession, neither should we ignore it, because he is the prince of darkness and he likes to operate in the dark.
Well, it's his realm right now, and will be until the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes back to rightfully take his position. That will be a wonderful day for all of all of God's creation. Michael Brown, this inspired you to write Prayer of the Warrior. Tell our audience about that.
Well, Prayer of the Warrior is about this journey. It mentions the Mafia and other things, and then it gets into spiritual warfare. And I wrote other books that had to do with a fellow who spent 20 years in the Gulag because of his Christian faith, how strong he was as a warrior. And I've written books on the afterlife, on what happens when we die, because there certainly is an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And one that's not mentioned enough, really, not just by the secular press, but even the Christian press. So I got into mysticism, into the supernatural aspects of the Christian faith, not just the theological, institutional side of it.
Right.
And that's why Spirit Daily was created, because I think that there's been a tremendous neglect of the real mysticism that Jesus Christ exhibited. That's the reason we knew he was the Savior, were the miracles that he performed.
You know, Michael Brown, when you use the term mysticism, some Christians, Catholics, take note of it and start thinking, well, maybe it's a little woo-woo. But if you're not aware of the spiritual aspects, God was clear in saying you can't understand spiritual things if you aren't first of all, if you're not born again, if you're not connected to the spiritual, you're not going to see it. You're just going to be, you're going to be like that cork in the ocean, just bobbing around, and the effect of everything that's happening around you. And as you say, not to be so obsessive about it, but certainly to be aware of it.
That's right. Because when you're not aware of it, you are really subject to attack, as I was when I was doing that mafia book. All these things are happening bad in my life, and I didn't understand it. Now I certainly do, and when the Holy Spirit descends, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we are illuminated. And we need to, of course, be constantly pleading with him to illuminate us all our lives, because there are so many mysteries and difficulties in discernment. But it's the Holy Spirit that gives us that knowledge and gives us that way.
Well, Michael, I'm sure that you look out on the culture today, the chaos that it's in, the manifestation, some I think in our political, realm, and what's happening in culture, what's happening in, music, the video games and all that. Well, I'll tell you, if the demonic hasn't taken over and is not being demonstrated in each of those areas, America really, I would say those, especially those who call themselves Christians and Catholics and people of faith, they really need to wake up to the awareness of the spiritual battle that is taking place right now.
That's right. When you watch the Super Bowl, and it's not just, doesn't just look like a strip club, but also like an occult ritual. Right now, the devil is showing his shameful face. He's right there in public. I mean, the demonic images are all over the place, and I use the word landscape. They are now billboards across the landscape of America, across the roadmap. And this is extremely dangerous, as I don't have to tell you. I can tell. But we have just allowed this, and there's going to be a lot of bad things going on unless we take urgent action to purge this from our culture, from our society.
We've been conditioned, Michael Brown. I mean, that's what all this is, right?
That's right.
We're being reprogrammed. I mean, God says, look, renew your mind. What are you going to renew your mind with? You want to do it with the good and noble things, or you want to do it with the evil things? That's what's before us. I mean, it's always been the same thing. I mean, the words of God that echo through the millennia says, what stands before you today is life and death. So what are you going to choose, right?
That's right.
In case you have any doubt, the answer is right there, right afterwards. It's choose life. That's what you want to do. I like your expression. I've heard this before as well, in terms of evil. Live backwards. It is that clear, and that's the distortion of the evil one. It has not created anything new. He just takes what God has given us, the good things of life, and has twisted it and confused it, and many are falling victim to that. Michael Brown on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground